Don't give that turkey a shower. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Max. Well, do you put that turkey in the sink and give it a rinse before popping it into the oven? You might want to reconsider that idea. USDA's Gary Crawford has more.
Well, you've got that turkey ready to cook, but somewhere along the line, somebody told you you need to put it in the sink first, wash it, and rinse it under the faucet. Sounds like a good idea. However,
we don't recommend washing a turkey, or any poultry for that matter, before cooking.
Tina Haynes is a food safety expert with the Agriculture Department's Meat and Poultry Hotline, the number of which we'll give you in a minute. She says, give yourself a shower, but not the bird.
You're not removing all of the bacteria. What you're doing is the bacteria that you do remove, you're splashing it around your sink area.
Yuck. Haynes says cooking the bird is what destroys that bacteria.
Not washing or rinsing underwater. So if you have to do that, we don't recommend it, but make sure you clean your sink thoroughly and the sink area. But it's best just to cook the turkey without rinsing it.
Using a meat thermometer, making sure the internal temperature gets up to 165 degrees, and then you'll be good to go. For more cooking information, call the Meat and Poultry Hotline, 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Well, Tina Haynes says the number one question they get every Thanksgiving at the Meat and Poultry Hotline is, how long is the turkey safe in the freezer? And she says it should be all good for at least a year, but then after that, the quality starts to go down. And another misconception is that you can still cook a frozen turkey.
You can cook it from the frozen state. People don't believe that, but yes, you can, and it comes out very well.
But just remember, it will take 50% longer to cook than if it were thawed. She says if it's thawed, the average 12-pound turkey would take about 3 hours to cook. If it's frozen, you would add another hour and a half to that. And again, if you have questions, you can call the Meat and Poultry Hotline at 1-888-674-6854. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.